There is always another story or another side to it, a unique angle, a unique viewpoint, a unique insight. This is Chai FM. For Chai FM, I'm Michael McKenna. A survey recently conducted by the Quinnipiac University in Hampton, Connecticut, has established that Democrats are more likely to agree, other than their Republican counterparts, that Jewish people face discrimination and growing anti-Semitism. The survey follows anti-Semitic rhetoric from celebrities and prominent members of society in recent months, such as Kanye West, former President Donald Trump, and Holocaust denier Nick Fuentes, all of which has led to reports from multiple government and non-profit groups showing a rise in attacks on the Jewish community. A survey reveals that 83% of Democrats consider discrimination against Jews as a very serious or somewhat serious problem, whilst only 44% of Republicans agreed with such studies and assessments. However, combining these statistics, they reflect an encouraging 60% who concede that prejudice against Jews is a serious problem. Meanwhile, a study conducted by Anti-Semitism Monitor, AMCHA Initiative, has uncovered a weakness in university policies, which do not adequately and comprehensively address and prohibit discrimination and harassment activities against Jewish and pro-Israel students. According to the report, inconsistent definitions of wrongdoing are another problem, and also discovered that Jewish students reporting anti-Semitic harassment and abuse have to accept administrators judging alleged offenders' actions based on a general student code of conduct, which does not include protection and harassment policies aimed at keeping schools in compliance with Title VI of the United States Civil Rights Act. Based on these findings, the AMCHA has recommended that universities grant Jewish students protected status or adopt a single standard to judge objectionable behavior. Show yourselves for who you are and what you stand for. This is what the Abraham Accords continue to inspire and motivate. And recently, cyber chiefs from Israel, the United Arab Emirates, Bahrain, and Morocco appeared for the first time in public during a conference in Bahrain. Well, since the Accords were signed in 2020, numerous meetings have been conducted behind closed doors until now. And on a positive note, cyber chiefs from Oman and Kuwait attended the event, two countries who are being encouraged to join the Accords. United Arab Emirates Cyber Chief Dr. Mohammed Al-Kuwaiti highlighted the importance of the new cyber alliance, saying there is a life-saving value to cyber defense value, adding that constant communication is vital in opening up new communication channels for combined research and assistance. This latest conference being held in Bahrain is reported to be successfully taking all proposed joint cyber initiatives forward. It remains to be seen, though, when countries such as Oman and Kuwait will come on board with the Accords. Well, these Abraham Accords are certainly having the desired effect on its signatories, with Moroccans and Israelis now visiting each other to learn more about each other's cultures, practices, heritage, and environment. And visitors are reportedly astounded and encouraged at what they are learning. A group of 30 people, half Israelis, half Moroccans, is the brainchild of Youth for MENA project manager Tom Bezel, who is encouraged by the Accords, which he believes provides a platform to establish person-to-person contact, establish deals, and expand on understanding between nations. Morocco marks the first interaction of this kind, and Bezel says that he has plans to extend this to the United Arab Emirates, Bahrain, and other countries in the Middle East and North Africa under an umbrella program to be known as Youth for MENA, MENA meaning Middle East and North Africa. And international students can look forward to a generous donation of $18 million from Australian business magnate and philanthropist Sir Frank Lowy towards Tel Aviv University's International School offering global programs and alliances. These funds will go towards the construction of a building which will serve as the new home base of the International School and will also contribute to the launch of three key activities at the school. Those being the Lowy Scholarship Fund, supporting outstanding international students at various stages of their academic studies, including research students. The Lowy Distinguished Guest Professors Fund, financing visits of leading scholars from abroad. And the development of new international and local programs. The school opens next week and will be named the Lowy International School in honor of Lowy's late wife, Shirley. For Chai FM, I'm Michael McKenna. This Chai FM Global Update is a daily newscast focusing on Jewish news from the diaspora. It's free for you to listen to on chaifm.com. If you subscribe, we will email it to you daily.